News RELEASEPERTH County at a meeting on Dec. 5, 2024, County Council made the decision to discontinue the PC Connect Transit Pilot Project, currently operating as the rural route, as of March 31, 2025. Since launch, the program has been fully funded through the provincial government's Community Transportation Court Grant Program, and all funding is scheduled to be utilized on or before the service end date. Note that PC Connect Routes 1, 2, and 3 offering service between Stratford, St. Mary's, London, Kitchener-Waterloo, and North Perth are not impacted by this decision. Council is pleased at the success of the PC Connect pilot program during its operating period in Perth County. The pilot project would not have been possible without the financial support from the provincial government, said Perth County Warden Doug Kellum. The cost to continue operating the service was not sustainable through fare revenue alone, and with many budget pressures facing council in the 2025 budget period, the county could not to continue to fund the necessary level of service required to keep the rural route running beyond the pilot period. We thank our riders who have supported the PC Connect Rural Route service since 2020. Said Justin Diaz, Economic Development Officer. We have consistently received positive feedback about the service and the impact that it has had throughout its pilot period. In a report to council, staff noted the cost to continue operation of the service beyond the provincially funded pilot period would be an estimated $225,103 in 2025. Those costs are expected to increase significantly in 2026 in the absence of any CT funds and acquisition of new fleet vehicles as the current buses reach the end of their life. The county is in the midst of 2025 budget deliberation process, which is under significant pressure due to inflationary increase. At present, all PC Connect routes will continue normal operations. A detailed plan for the conclusion of the rural route service will be communicated to riders in early 2025. Council made an additional motion to continue advocacy for rural transit with the MP and MPP, as well as for staff to report on available alternatives for transportation.